First up, the toughest trespass laws in the country, partly designed to protect farmers, will be introduced into the Tasmanian Parliament today. The move follows action by the federal government after a number of farms on the mainland were invaded earlier this year, preventing farmers from going about their normal business. Tasmanian Primary Industries Minister Guy Barnett says the laws have strong support from organisations like the Tasmanian Farmers and Graziers Association.
It's great to be here today, standing shoulder to shoulder with support for our strongest laws in the country, and I want to say thank you to our farmers, our foresters, our miners, our fishers, our business people that support the right of Tasmanian businesses to operate safely, free from intrusion, free from impediment, and the right of Tasmanians to work free from intrusion, free from impediment. Is absolutely a top priority of our government. We have taken this position to the Tasmanian people on two occasions, and they've said, yes, we support your efforts. Those efforts will come to fruition today with this bill being tabled in the Parliament, the strongest bill of its type in Australia, with the highest penalties in Australia. It will complement the federal legislation that was passed through the federal Parliament with bipartisan support. And likewise, New South Wales has just yesterday passed legislation of a similar ilk, and the Queensland Labor government likewise are progressing their legislation. It is absolutely vital that we support absolutely the right to protest and free speech. Yes, that is true, but it is subject to the right of businesses to operate safely and free from intrusion and injury in any way. Secondly, of Tasmanians, the Tasmanian people, in terms of their right to work, to support their families, free from intrusion, free from impediment. So that's what this bill is all about, and the bill will be tabled today. Let's make it very clear, in terms of impediment and trespassing with an intent to impede, the first offence is 18 months, and the second offence is 4 years with a $10,000 fine, and that will be decided obviously in a court of law. Secondly, in terms of an intrusion, there could be absolutely an up to 21 years jail depending on the circumstances, and again that's in accordance with the law decided by a court in this state.
What sort of farms are we talking about?
Well, this is not just applying to farms. Let's make it very clear. This applies on private and public land. Yes, it'll apply on farms, in forests, in our mines.
Fish farms?
In our businesses across Tasmania. It will absolutely include fish farms. Any business, as defined in the legislation, is protected by intrusion, by trespass with intent to impede.
Tasmanian Primary Industries Minister Guy Barnett on the tough new laws, the anti-trespass laws, which will be introduced into state parliament today, talking there to Fiona Breen. Fiona also sought reaction from several groups who support the new laws, including the president of the TFGA, Marcus McShane.
You know, Tasmanian farmers would like to thank the minister and the government for the introduction of this bill. It's very important to us. For most farmers, the farm is not just a place of business, it's a family home as well. And what this bill will do is protect farmers, their families and their employees' ability to go about their business and earn an income. Earlier on in the year, in April, we saw widespread action right throughout Australia. Some of the actions on the mainland included the theft of livestock. So that sort of thing is just not acceptable. And business needs to be protected from that, and family farms, as we know, especially with the drought at the minute, we've got reasonably tough situations in the south of the state and up the east coast. It can be very difficult to make ends meet in these situations, and the last thing we need is others coming in and impeding our ability to undertake our business.
So there were farm invasions in Tasmania in April as well?
I'm not aware of actual invasions on farms in Tasmania, but there certainly were in the mainland. And as we've seen, actions have got more and more radical in recent times.
What are your members saying to you?
Members are very supportive of this bill. You know, they'd like to see the introduction and it pass through Parliament.
Did you put it out to them?
They're well aware that amendments have been ongoing.
President of the Tasmanian Farmers and Graziers Association, Marcus McShane, on the new anti-trespass laws. Forest industry veteran Terry Edwards was straight to the point when asked how recent were there any transgressions by protesters in the state.
Last week, you yourself raised the question earlier in a question to the government representatives about the current protests in the Tarkine, and this is precisely what this sort of bill is aimed at preventing, stopping people from preventing ordinary Tasmanians going about their work earning a legal living.
Sounds pretty tough.
Well, and should it be tough? I mean, how would you like someone to invade your lounge room and take over your house and prevent you doing things you want to do? How would the people working at the ABC like the foyers to be filled up so you can't go to work and do your jobs? Put yourself in the perspective of those that aren't able to go to work because someone else wants to express a point of view. Those people have a right to be protected. We say very clearly protesters have a right to protest. They have a right to political speech, and we respect that. But equally, they must respect that people have a right to go about their normal daily legal business without interruption, without threat, without intimidation.
Is interrupting that worth 21 years in jail?
Well, I think the government representatives answered the question about the 21 years in jail, and that's just a furphy. And I think trying to beat this legislation up in that way is not very responsible. Let's be quite clear. The penalties are progressive. They start at a relatively modest level of 18 months and they go up from there. But the courts are the ones that will decide the penalties that are imposed. These are up to penalties. They're not maximum penalties. They're not mandated penalties. They are up to penalties.
Well, you've been through decades of forest wars. Do you really think this is going to stop some protesters?
Oh, probably not, and that's why we need the protection of this legislation. That's the very reason we need this legislation, because some people will continue to do what they've always done and will try and prevent ordinary Tasmanians from going about their normal work, and that's inappropriate.
Long-time forest industry advocate Terry Edwards there on the new anti-trespass laws. Our reporter Fiona Breen also got a reaction to the laws from the chair of the Seafood Industry Council, Julian Harrington.
Look, we just support what everyone else has said, that our seafood workers, and a recent research project has said there's just shy of 9,000 people employed full-time and supported by seafood. They all have a right to go to work each day, earn a livelihood, support their families, support the regional communities they live in, and not be impeded from going about their daily business.
Is this something your members are really worried about, though?
Look, a lot of our wild catch members wouldn't be worried about this type of activity. But look, our marine farms have certainly been subject to considerable debate and discussion in recent years. And we need to think of the workers, the day-to-day people going about their business in a job, supporting families. There's instances where this legislation wouldn't be enforced, but where workers have been subjected to protests, and it does impact their mental health, it impacts their well-being, it impacts their ability to enjoy their employment and to go about their business.
Do you think it'll have support in the House?
Look, we'll wait and see on that one, I think, Yana. We all know how things can go through two houses of Parliament.
But what would you say to Labor and the Greens?
Look, I would say that we support this legislation on behalf of our nearly 9,000 people full-time employed by seafood in Tasmania.
Julian Harrington from the Seafood Industry Council on the anti-trespass laws being introduced into the Tasmanian Parliament today. Now, both houses of Parliament will have to pass the new laws before they become a reality.